We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story. A Renata Hills man who pleaded guilty in a scheme to sell people oxycodone from bogus medical clinics, avoiding prison and a sentencing this morning. Let's go live to KNX 1070's Craig Figner in downtown L.A.
Sentencing happening in federal court here in downtown L.A. Federal prosecutors say that Hike Matosin was one of 13 defendants who teamed up to get doctors to write bogus oxycodone and other narcotic prescriptions. The prescriptions then turned and sold as street drugs. This was back in mid-2016. Matosin's older brother, nicknamed Maserati Mike, has also pleaded guilty in this case. He's not yet been sentenced. But as for Hike Matosin, 32 years of age, sentenced to just 12 months home detention, 3 years probation. Now, the other defendants are charged with more serious crimes, including falsifying medical records in order to get the prescriptions. They're fighting the charges against them. They face trial next April. Downtown LA, reporting live outside the federal courthouse, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The next phase in the murder trial of the man dubbed the Hollywood Ripper is underway this morning.
The same jury that convicted Michael Gargiulo is being asked to recommend a sentence of death or life in prison. Earlier this year, Gargiulo was found guilty of murder for the violent stabbing death of a woman in Hollywood and another in El Monte whose body was mutilated. He was also found guilty of the attempted murder of a third woman in Santa Monica who survived. Prosecutors say the crimes were calculated, planned, and meticulously carried out.
They're thrill kills committed by a man who enjoys the act.
One of the women Gargiulo was convicted of murdering was set to go on a date with actor Ashton Kutcher the same night he testified during the murder trial. Gargiulo is also awaiting trial on a murder charge in Illinois for the 1993 killing of an 18-year-old sister of one of his friends, Margaret Carrero. KNX 1070 News Radio.
Long Beach officials pushing hard to have repairs made on the iconic Queen Mary. They're demanding financial documents and a plan from the company operating the ship, which has been around for a very long time.
It arrived in Long Beach in 1967 and it still attracts well over a million visitors a year. The Queen Mary is part of the Long Beach skyline.
It's been here a long time. It's been a big part of what we are and who we are. And there's a lot of celebrations that people from all over the world come to at the Queen.
Stacy Mungo Flanagan is a city council member in Long Beach. She says Urban Commons, the company that took over the ship, has made some repairs, but there are a lot left to do, and a planned development that was supposed to help pay for the repairs isn't even off the ground yet.
The development's still in the introductory stages. It hasn't gone through all the planning department requirements.
But she notes the ship still does plenty of business.
They're already doing a lot of events on site. The concerts and festivals and fairs have been moneymakers.
It's possible, though, the city could move forward with some of the more urgent repairs with taxpayer dollars and then have Urban Commons eventually pay it back. In Long Beach, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And we have reached out to Urban Commons for comment. Any day now, Governor Newsom is set to sign into law a bill introducing statewide rent control. Annual increases will be capped at 5% plus inflation. Supporters say it will give a measure of fairness and stability to tenants hit by rapidly rising rents. But the Apartment Association of Greater Los Angeles is warning the measure will deter new building and may actually lead to more frequent rent increases. The Association's executive director is Danny Uchelson. He tells KNX landlords get a bad rap.
There are a lot of misperceptions. There's all of these stories about, you know, one-off bad actors, but you know, 99.99% of the time, people that own rental property have a good heart and they want to provide good customer service and they want to do everything in their power to keep their renters in place.
The deadline for the governor to sign the bill is October the 13th, and rent control would go into effect on January 1st. Federal corruption trial of San Diego area Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter has been pushed back about a week to January 22nd. This would allow his lawyers more time to try to get an appeals court to dismiss the case. Hunter faces a wide range of charges linked to his alleged misuse of $250,000 in campaign funds, including spending a lot of it on personal expenses. He denies all the allegations. His wife was also originally charged in the case, but she reached a plea deal in June in which she agreed to cooperate with prosecutors and potentially also testify against her husband. Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies have killed a man they say held a large knife to the throat of a female relative and then also threatened them with it. It happened in an unincorporated area of Whittier where deputies responded just a few hours earlier after a report of the same man causing a disruption while holding a machete. But a sheriff spokesman tells CBS2 they decided not to arrest him then.
It was determined that what he was doing wasn't criminal in nature. The doctors talked to him and assessed him on our mental evaluation team, the psychologists that accompany the deputies. And at that time, the decision was made to leave him with his family.
Now, the woman who was also being threatened with the knife when the deputies returned later was not hurt during the incident.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.